morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. It's a Thursday. It's Thursday, right? Oh, tomorrow is Friday. Hallelujah. For those, life, you know, for those guys that, like my live stream, congratulations. We are back. Last night I decided to, you know, not to forget to charge my phone. And now we are all good to go. Right. I have, let's start today's show with one short African story. African stories, look, I'm African and I'm beginning to embrace that part of, you know, I'm African and I'm beginning to embrace the fact that I am African. And then there are those of you that wish you were born in America, blah, blah, blah. Actually, you know, a few years ago, before I knew about geopolitics, I would have wished I was born somewhere else. But, after 2 years of looking or basically talking about geopolitics every morning, I have come to realize that Africa, it's not perfect, but I would not have chosen any place else. Not any place. So, moving on. There's one of my favorite social media guy, aka TikToker, coming out of I think it's DRC. I have to find out. He's one of those he's one of those guys that introduced me or more like made me take interest in my in the content that's produced on the African continent, especially entertainment or basically entertainment wise. And when one of his videos uploaded last week, he tells a very fascinating story coming out of African short stories. And the idiot could not share the title of the book because I could have accessed it so I can just enjoy it. Well, he was just holding it and reading from it. I'm like, oh, man. There are a lot of us that are interested into knowing our own continent. For a very long time, thanks to Western media's media reach, we know more about the West than we do about our own continent, which is embarrassing. Because every time we go outside there, every time we go on social media, we tell people we are Africans, yet we don't know crap about Africa. We know more about Kim Kardashian's ex-current and future boyfriends than we do about our own family members, which is just talk about pathetic. Now, I didn't want to dive in head first, but anyway, back to the story. Oh, yeah. You have people that are embarrassed to speak their native language, but they don't mind going straight into rah-rah-rah. I know. Believe me. Unless you're light-skinned, you're not beautiful. I'm telling you, colonialism did a number on us, but that's a whole different ballgame. So the story goes like this. Once upon a time, there was a king. Now, this king had a daughter. Now, like every father, he may be a king, but he was a father. He obviously wanted the best for his daughter, who was, the princess. Now, the princess... the princess was asked by the king, what do you want? What do you want? What's one thing that you want? The princess was like, I want to marry the most brave man in the land. And as you can imagine, when you tell my gender that, our toxic masculinity part takes over. And then we start doing the dumbest of the dumbest things to show that I actually are brave. And then, one day the king decided to host a contest to find out who is the most brave, the most brave of them all. Who is the fairest of them all? I'm telling you, Western influence cuts deep. Now, when that day came, everyone was like, okay, so what are we going to do? Is it going to be a combat, more like a duel, more like a, simulated combat to the death of some sort? But when they got there, they were informed by the king that, this challenge, or more like judgment of bravery, the way that we are going to do it is, anyone that wants to participate will have to swim through will have to swim across a crocodile infested swamp. Now, whoever gets on the other side is the one that will marry the princess. Now, just before they, you know, before the guys were fastening their seatbelt to sort of like, sacrifice basically themselves. Look, at this point, the question I'm asking myself is, what if, just hear me out, just what if you manage to get the other side of the river, but the crocodile have bitten off the hard way? Like, is the princess gonna be like, well, you are brave? I mean, well, granted, the crown jewels, which believe me is the glue that holds every relationship. We don't talk about it, kids. You may want to switch off the radio on this one. Now, kids, here's the thing. You should be in class. I'll try to keep it, PG rated for the sake of the kids and also my salary. Karen is listening. Just hear me out. What if you manage to swim across that crocodile infested swamp and get on the other side and then realize that, what was once between your legs is now gone, thanks to the crocodile and actually a portrayal of your bravery. What is the princess going to do about that? Even the king will be like, hey, my daughter, believe me, that marriage is going to be a tough one. Because, we don't talk about it a lot, but it is needed, not wanted, needed in a relationship. It is needed. Which is why if it's not if it's malfunctioning, it causes a lot of silent chaos in the bedroom. That's when, babysitters come in, pool boys, security guards, Ben 10s. That's what I think I like about the 21st century. Ben 10s, come in. The problem is when you are short and slim, wherever you go, people confuse you for a Ben 10. I'm like, come on, guys, I'm in my 30s. I can't be a Ben 10. Ben 30, maybe, but not, definitely not Ben 10. But anyway, as these guys were just preparing to sort of like sacrifice it all, or more like show their bravery to the princess in the name of marrying a princess, a bunch of fully grown men wanted to swim across a crocodile infested, a crocodile infested lake. Now, as they were getting ready to jump in and navigate their way across the crocodiles, how they were planning on doing that, I have no idea. Lo and behold, they saw a guy that was swimming from the other side, swimming towards them. And a homeboy was just being stubborn and clinging on for dear life because he was just fighting crocodiles left, right, and center until he just, until he managed to get the other side. And this is the side where the king and the entire crowd was. And, what that led to was, the princess was like, well, competition cancelled. We have found the most brave men in the land. As you can imagine, a bunch of guys that were scared was like, oh, thank God. A bunch of guys that were, wanted to be brave were like, oh man, I'm gonna kill that guy. That's not fair. He didn't even participate in the competition. Well, he is brave. Now, the princess according to the story, homeboy was missing some fingers. And believe me, it's a story. Because if it's something that took place in reality, crocodiles, you are not going to miss fingers. You're going to miss your life. Speaking as someone who's from Kavango, you're going to miss your life, believe me. Crocodiles don't make you miss your fingers. That's just not how crocodiles, they are very good at calculating. Crocodiles are mathematicians and they are patients. Yeah, they are patient. They are patient, like crazy patient, like every predator. They are very good at naturally installed mathematics. Now, anyway, the princess was like, well, we found the brave men, competition cancelled. So they went to the palace. The king was like, okay, what would you like me to give you? Here's my daughter. Thank you for your bravery. Now you can marry. The homeboy was like, no, I don't want to marry a princess. Okay, then what do you want me to give you? Do you want me to give you wealth? Land, cattle and all that. Homeboy was like, absolutely not. King, if I want you to do me one thing, that thing would be, okay, if you want to do one thing for me, Your Majesty, just help me find the idiot that pushed me in that lake. Now at that point in the story, I'm going, if I was the guy that pushed him in that lake, I would, first of all, run for my life. And when I get wherever I'm going, or wherever I find myself, I'll bend my fingerprint, plug out my teeth for, you know, plug out my teeth, and then find, you know, hustle really hard to make money so that I can alter my face using any type of surgery available, because that guy is literally gonna kill you. So, homeboy said, now just picture this, broken down the princess and the wealth, and the only wish he asked the king for was for the king to help him find the idiot that pushed him in the lake. Now, if you are by any chance that idiot, how do I put this in the most diplomatic way? When that guy catches you, you are going to be the late idiot. 14 minutes left to the hour of 14 minutes left to the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. So I just decided to start with, one of them, African short African stories. Homeboy was like, look, I don't want money. And thank you very much, but you can keep your daughter. Thank you very much. You can keep your land and keep your cattle. You can keep your gold. Your Majesty, I only have one wish, just one wish. Using your unlimited resources, can you please help me find the guy that pushed me in that lake? Because, I mean, we need to talk. And, well, at this point, let's just be fair. You and I know there is no much talking that's going to take place when that guy is caught. Okay. I'm so happy I'm not that guy. But anyway. The moral of that story coming out of not the original writer of the story, but the second hand teller and editor of the story, aka moi. The reason behind that story is we all have our wishes. One, there are things that we want to achieve in life. Some people want to go to the moon for some reason. I don't know. Like why? Of all the dreams you can have, you want to go to the moon? Some people want to be tourists. Some people want to be terrorists. And by the way, terrorist and tourist are two different things. I know English, it sounds, confusing, but, I'm going to repeat that part again. Terrorist and tourist are two different things. One is legal, one is illegal. Now, the illegal one is terrorist. Nah, no one likes that one. The legal one, tourist, that's when you are using your own money to visit other countries. Terrorist is when you are using yours or other people's money to go and blow up other people's countries. So, as you can see, one is not very highly appreciated. Un momento. S'il vous plaît.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
Welcome back. 10 minutes left to the hour of 10 minutes left to the hour of 10. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap, a comedy with Helm T. Sofan, Eagle FM. And now moving on to more like how to put this the essence of my show, as it is on the poster, we will conclude with that. Because it's more of an, you know, more of a global thing. Just want to start with something that is local. For those of you that now I have to, one of these days I will commit murder. But you know, anyway. Well, where was I? Let me just wrap up my story and then get to your a few updates we have in the newspaper, more like in my own cooking type of way, serious type of talk when it comes to these things. That's Michael's job. Mine from 9 to 11, no, it's the non-serious part of it. Like, we all have, dreams we would like to achieve, and we have, we all have our weaknesses and strengths. And, husbands have, husbands have wives. Wives have husbands. Now, because I'm a guy, I'm going to speak more about the husband part. Because, I wanna be a husband someday to that poor woman who is most likely praying and fasting for a husband. For some. Okay, look, is it just me that is always, that this thought scares? Sometimes I'm just minding my own business. I'm just chilling there. And I'm just picturing someone's daughter right now, fasting and praying for a husband. Oh my Lord, I want a husband. And God is like, I have an answer to your prayer, my daughter. Your husband is at Eagle FM. Which one, my Lord? There's this short Kavango guy that's doing that, that's saying a bunch of nonsense from 9:30 to 11. Really? At this point, I'm tempted to ask, my God, whatever this girl did to you, can you just forgive her? Because, punishing her with hell is, would have been fair. But punishing her with me as a husband, really? Now, my Lord, I'm not complaining. Now, I'm just saying answer her prayer. All I'm saying is, just walk her through some of the things that she will be walking into. Like one, she'll be walking into a husband that doesn't go out. That for some is a good thing and for some is a bad thing. She better look at it as a good thing. And she'll be walking into a husband that plays a lot of video games. That's going to be annoying. Fasten a seatbelt for it because, playing video games is substitute for going out. And by the way, did I mention he eats a lot? He's slim, short, but boy does he eat like a lot. Then you now have, this is the most important part to put in mind. He's broke. Thank you very much. Now, Lord, future wife, you take care of that. For the meantime, you better be freezing alone this winter the same way that I'm freezing, because if you're just there cozy with some, that's the first thing we're gonna talk about. Actually, before the wedding, so we can just break up instead of a divorce. See, I got all these things figured out. So, Lord, I need a husband. And God is like, yes, I've heard you, my daughter. Your husband is a bad guy. And that guy is me, Lord.
we sure?
Well, just saying that, me, husband, my lord. Look, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying you should at least know what you created here. So, husbands have, where was I? Everyone have weaknesses. Husbands have weaknesses. Husbands have nannies. Wives have trainers. Yeah. Yoga instructors. Hey, yeah. No, he's just my trainer. Yeah. About that. You know what? If there's one thing I'm never having at my house, it's a pool boy. I'm cleaning my own pool. I don't care how busy I'm gonna be. I'm cleaning my own pool. Because those guys like to show up with their, you know, with their ripped bodies and, in summer in shorts and they are cleaning my pool. My wife is at home and I'm at a conference somewhere in Vietnam. What conference would I be having in Vietnam? Anyway, but I just love Asia. Now, and also security guard. Now, this may be shocking coming from a Kavango, but I'm getting a remote control. That's uncalled for. But anyway, still, I'm getting a remote control. And, nanny, absolutely not. We are getting a meme with experience that, you have those memes that are old and they are proud of it. You have two different types of meme, those ones that are old and they are shy to admit that they're old. Newsflash, we all old. Even if you are 5 years old, it's in the sentence. Years old. And we're all gonna grow old. We're all gonna get gray hair. We're all gonna die. Reality. Check. There is no way around that. So, which is why we, you know, those of us that like to enjoy life in our own way, we enjoy our lives knowing that, well, one day it's gonna end, so I'm just gonna be me. And by the way, a lot of us are scared to actually, what if I screw up? Baba, you think 100 years from now people are going to say, you know that guy that screwed up? Unless you screw up like the Austrian painter, then people are going to remember you for a very long time. But if you just screw up by asking your crush out and then, you know, maybe just dropping a little bit of equatorial rainforest in your trouser, because she's really hot, she makes all your sphincter muscles go loose. Okay, please, let's just leave the rear end sphincter muscles tight on this one. Because believe me, it's not going to help you. So, ask her out. Screw up. Let her laugh at you. Oh, it's going to suck. But, 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, no one is going to remember that. For one reason, we all going to be dead. That's one thing I like about life. You live right now. Now, there are two different types of people. Those ones that want to live right now, like yours truly here, and there are those ones that will say, you know what, I'm not living now, I will live my best life when I meet Jesus. I mean, we're also praying for you guys. Look, in one of those very rare occasions, I go to church, and one of those very rare occasions, I read the Bible, one of those even very rare occasions, I pray. It's not that I don't believe in the supreme deity, it's just that I don't subscribe to God in a lot of ways people do by going to church 5 times a week and going to work 1 time a week and then wonder why they got fired. So, where were we? Weaknesses. Husbands have nannies, wives have trainers, instructors, or, pool boys, or, security guys, bodyguards. Yeah, bodyguards. Throw them in there. Those guys. With their muscles and military training, you don't stand a chance. And now, bosses have secretaries. Yeah, I know. Bosses have secretaries and receptionists. I'm yet to run into an ugly receptionist. Sometimes I feel like companies just do this on purpose. Every receptionist I've met is smoking hot, and most of them are blessed here by the twins. Oh, it's just that, or I'm just, reading too much into things. But look, this is something I tell my female friends. If I wasn't attracted to you, I'll be worried.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Olio mnangeshefa noa harapu shigefa oma akuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station awayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi kono rahetatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa kono rahetatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. Where are we? Still on weaknesses. Superman, oh yeah, even Superman has weaknesses. If you thought you are the only one with weaknesses or flaws. Superman has kryptonite. That's his weakness with all his Superman of punching through walls. Kryptonite is a material that can render him useless. And you have, gamers have one weakness. Internet connection. That is every gamer's nightmare. There's something we call lagging. Oh my god, it's a nightmare. You won't understand that pain until you start playing video games, especially combat. Strategy, I'm not sure about that. And now natural diamonds are facing a threat. Now, Namibia is one of those countries that has diamond as one of the major economic contributor. Diamonds is one of our biggest source of revenue. Not in the way that it was, practiced this year there by Namibia. Not that type of contribution. I don't know if we have to count that one in. But lead-made diamonds are making, are becoming, like, by the minute, a threat to that source of revenue. So that means economic diversification is not it's not optional at this point. It's mandatory. But I'll get to that part. It's mandatory. And then uranium, Namibia also relies a lot in terms of revenue as a country. We rely a lot on uranium. Well, there is something I'm going to walk you through after the end, towards the end of this show. When it comes to lead-made diamonds, China is leading, if not just flat-out dominating, which is just more or less the same thing, the lead-made diamond industry. And just a few days ago, from 2022, there were reports coming out of China. Is 2022 or 2023 or just last year in this time period? There were reports coming out of China of them building a nuclear reactor that does not use uranium, but it uses a chemical. It uses an element which you can also find on the periodic table. Just I think one or two blocks on the left of where you find uranium, which is way at the bottom of the just way at the bottom of the periodic table. There's the first block of course you always have hydrogen, which is more of an isolated element for the most part. because they don't know where to classify hydrogen, whether to put it separately or to put it in, or to put it in group one. Because group one is for, group one is for metals. That's the problem. And now on your right side, you have a bunch of metals. On your left side, you have a bunch of gases. That's the confusing part about hydrogen, which is more often just tossed, left to float somewhere in the middle of the periodic table. Now, and then you have this, the big block of what usually comes to people's mind when they think of a periodic table. And there's that strip of two row type of block just below the periodic table. It's also separate from the main block. That's where you find thorium. Thorium, because it's named after the Norwegian god of thunder, Thor, aka the Marvel guy. Thor, we actually get the irony. The irony is that's where the word Thursday comes from. Thursday, Wednesday, Odin's day, the father, the son of Odin, blah, blah, blah. Everyone that watches Marvel knows that. But when you watch Marvel and actually read the Norwegian mythology, you kind of get angry and just how much detail is left, like juicy detail is left, is left out in the movie. But thorium is slowly emerging as a contender in terms of nuclear energy generation from uranium. Now, on the bright side, thorium is very abundant compared to, it's abundant. It's found globally. I'm certain we have it in Namibia, like a lot of it. That's the thing. It's a lot. And the chances of weaponizing it are really low. But uranium, oh, that's easy. Even in its more like used form in terms of energy generation, you still find traces of plutonium, which can still be weaponized. So I'll just dive deeper into that research. Now, 2022 or 2023, when it was announced that China was building that nuclear reactor that uses thorium, and it turns out they fired it up a few days ago. In other words, they are claiming that they are successful in their research. We'll be with that story shortly. Now, if they are successful, and Namibia relies a lot in terms of revenue generation from uranium, what does that mean? No, that's just something I just thought I should just push it out there and confuse the heck out of people. Bottom line is, when we are expecting things to come out of out of the miracle world by speaking in tongues, the Chinese are building it. And before you start saying, no, there's nothing wrong with religion. Absolutely, I agree with you. There's nothing wrong with religion. There's everything wrong with people. Now, anyone that knows just by even a tiny bit about Asia knows that Asians are very cultural and, very culture-oriented, family-oriented, and religious-oriented. Like some of the most religious people you find on the planet are Asians and Arabs. But you know what? Instead of just sitting 5 days a week in church and praying for a miracle and hoping for it to happen, they actually, unlike us, they go out there and put in the work. After praying, the Arabs pray to Allah and then put in the work. Well, guess what? When we look at them, we admire what a lot of the Arab countries have built. I mean, the strongest currency, if you did not know, is not the US dollar, is the Kuwait dinar. Now, Kuwait is one of those countries with the strongest passport. They had to go out there and work for it. And basically all the countries, China. Now, the best example when it comes to more like the misunderstanding of religion if you are Indian, oh, this is not going to go well. If you look at the India and China, for example, India and China are both, are both in Asia. They are neighbors, actually. Now, these two countries, I love these two countries. Like, really. I really do. Because if, if there are two countries, now, how to put this? If I was given the power to destroy all the nuclear weapons of all the countries and leave only two countries with nuclear power, with nuclear energy, nuclear weapons, I will only leave nuclear weapons with India and China because they know how to fight wars. Back in 2021, when they had a border clash, not a single bullet was fired. They just decided to kung fu the heck out of each other. But they are both, they both have, advanced weapons. And when you start throwing in the Pakistani in there, then India becomes a whole different discussion. So, China, why has China emerged as an, why has China emerged as an economic competitor to the West? It's because of their working culture. It's been criticized for being toxic, which, believe me, I don't want to be in that working culture. Yeah, look, I want to work and leave. I just don't want to work to death. No. I want to get drunk from time to time. Just, I don't want to deal with reality. Reality sucks. I don't want to deal with reality every day of my life. That's a terrible life to live. I want to escape it, with a beer or two, then play video games, fall asleep, wake up the next day, go to work. Happy me. Now, if you look at all the countries that are developed, they did not develop by praying for an economic miracle. I'm telling you, if prayer and fasting led to economic miracles, Africa would be like Wakanda, would be like that developed. Now, the reason, the point is, I have the ultimate risk for, I have the ultimate respect for prayer. But I feel like Africans are abusing, or actually not abusing, have misunderstood how prayer works. Sitting at home and praying for a job is not going to make a boss knock from door to door, knock from door to door and open your living room and go like, I heard you were praying for a job. Absolutely not. But for some reason, a lot of us want things to happen that way. Absolutely not. Now, take Rwanda, for example. Rwanda is an African country that is, for those of you that did not know, I don't know which part of Africa you find yourself if you don't know where Rwanda is. It's an African country that is so small it can fit in Comas region. Like, it's that small. But they have a population of 13 million. Now, imagine fitting 13 million people in Comas region. Just picture a scenario where you're trying to fit 13 million people in Comas region. That is Rwanda right now. I'm not sure if it was late last year or earlier this year, the Rwandan government had to close about 100 and something churches. Hey? So that means, if prayer only without putting in the work led to economic miracles, Africa would be, I know neighbors who would be filthy rich. Because, boy, they'll be speaking in tongues before dinner. Some of us just want to eat. Now, all I'm saying is, I don't subscribe to the idea of, let's just, pray and sing hallelujah and everything will work itself out. I believe in singing hallelujah and going out there to work. That's how it works, That's the reality of life.
I am picturing right now one Christian out there praying for me. You know, pray for this one. First of all, thank you very much for the prayer. And but you still have to go out there and hustle. When I hustle, I don't mean go there and, you know, go to Namdia and break into the diamond storage facility. That's not going to end well. Go out there and hustle by actually putting in the work. Look, the reason why I view religion that way is because, I believe even if I was God, I don't want to raise a bunch of couch potatoes that I'm just spoon feeding. I want them to go out there and work, you know, work something for themselves. That's basically every parent. Like, well, there's things, the older you grow, the more you start taking responsibility and start doing your own stuff. I look at God that way, that, you know what, the older you grow, you have to go out there and actually, don't worry, I'll still be here. Just, well, work, you lazy idiot, work. No, statelessness, we are going to be with those ones shortly. There's one, oh yeah, Crane, no. Elon Musk, teens retrieved, PM rallies behind Namibia's businesses. Statelessness. Hang on a second. Did I leave my newspaper somewhere? Not really. Uh-oh. That's not gonna end well. Not cool. No one wants to talk about rape on a comedy show. What sorcery is this? Oh yeah, here we are. our country decided to borrow a behind load of money from Germany. Un momento. And instead of borrowing it locally. Now, the excuse we gave, we are giving ourselves as a country is that borrowing the money at home is expensive and borrowing it out there is cheaper. I have heard that before. I'm not buying these local products, because they are expensive. I'll just buy the foreign ones because they are cheap. It makes a lot of business sense. But let's just face the reality on the ground here. Whose economy are we supporting? Definitely not ours. Whether we like it or not, I think it's high time we have to acknowledge as Africans that we don't understand capitalism the way that Western countries do. Let me give you one, an example, why I respect, Americans when it comes to, when it comes to capitalism. I've never been in any American military base. Last time I checked, they have like 800 of them outside the US. Now, those are the ones that are known. Now, the Secret Service, obviously, now this is not just for the Americans, but the world over, there's something they call black sites. But of course, black sites is a term coming out of, coming out of the American Secret Service. Black sites, this is basically Secret Service military base, places that no one knows about. Where if you criticize the most powerful guy in the country, that guy pays the Secret Service money and then they kidnap you and then you are never seen again. Well, that's because the place they take you and basically torture the heck out of you, maybe even, according to my Nigerian guys, fire you. The other words, fire you. I can't pronounce that word, I swear. I blast in laughter every time I hear my Nigerian gaming buddies use that word. It's actually another word of saying someone have been assisted to meet their ancestor earlier than they planned. Or more like thought. Now, their military bases is basically, the military bases, the American military bases, wherever they find themselves, they have American products there. They have a cafeteria there, they have, what you'd call tuck shops there, they have everything, a playground and everything they have in that place is a simulation, or more like, is structured the same way that things are done in the US. In other words,
wherever, you know, picture Namibia having a military base in DRC, and when you go in, when you go in that DRC, when you get in a retail store in that, you know, in that military base, the shoes you find there are Shilongo leather. That is the US. And one of my most loved example was Jill Biden's visit to Namibia. That visit was genius level. Jill Biden left the US and then came to Namibia. And she was like, I'm going to stay at Hilton Hotel. Now, if you ask me, that's one of those things that just goes to show why the West is very good at capitalism. Because even though Jill Biden left the US, the money she was spending in one way or another found itself in the US economy. Because Hilton Hotel is American. That's how you do it. And then you have African leader. Yo, my God. These guys hop on a plane, chartered from an American company, and then they go to Paris, a French, well, in France, and then they stay in some fancy hotel owned by the French, owned by the Swiss. The workers there are French. The guys that build it, like, really? That's us going on holiday. This money is nowhere coming to your economy. It is never going, it's never going anywhere near your economy. We are just channeling money out of the continent. Like, this is not just out of the country. This is just out of the continent. That's how dumb, actually, you're gonna have to forgive me this. That's how dumb Africans are. Really. We don't understand. Now, let's go back to the US. Most of the movies you watch, or most of the news channels that if you like watching US mainstream media, I don't know who watches that anymore. You see that most of their police cars is either they're driving Suburbans, which is American made, or they're driving, Chevys or Dodge Chargers, it's either Chevys, they have Dodge Chargers. Bottom line is each and every single American cop car you have there is American made. You think they cannot afford German, Mercedes-Benz's police cars? They are the biggest economy. If they wanted Mercedes-Benz police cars, they would have bought them. But they didn't. They decided to spend money locally. Now, let me explain something to you. Here's the thing. If there is a country with overpriced pretty much everything, is the United States. It's the reason why the whole, ChatGPT, or more like OpenAI, did not like DeepSeek's surfacing. Or more like when DeepSeek first came out, first of all, DeepSeek developers only spend about what, like, $600 million. OpenAI, on the other hand, spend billions of dollars on ChatGPT. Like, everything that you find in the US, if it's found in the US, chances are very high, the price difference is enormous. But, you know what? That's predatory capitalism. Especially the pricing. But the bottom line is, their laws, especially economically, they are structured in a way that consuming local is more mandatory than optional. Because that's how you build an economy. You don't build an economy by sending money outside the country. You build an economy by bringing money into your country. For some of us, it wasn't until last year's political campaigns during just a couple of months leading to the elections, when Ali Angula pointed out that one of our biggest export as a country is money. In other words, we want to build an economy, but we keep shipping out money. Translation, how do I put this? We want to walk without legs. Like, make it make sense. That's us. Namibia. Actually, it's us, Africa. When African leaders are going on holiday, where the heck do they go? Outside the continent. Now, just try to find out how much they are spending per night for accommodations. Because the houses, because the hotels that they are staying in, first of all, they are being paid for in a foreign currency denomination. They are not paying, you know, they are not paying for it in a, in any of the African countries' currency. Nope. It's being paid for by taxpayers. So the bottom line is, I think, what we want is to go left, but we are going right. Actually, what we want is to go right, but we are going left. That's the problem with us. And oh, by the way, when we want our kids to go to get the best education, what do? Outside Africa. If we want our family members to get the best medicine or the best healthcare, what do? Outside of Africa. And then we gather every year there at the, you know, Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, African Union. Now, how do we develop the continent? Really? I have a thought, you know, this is just at the top of my head. Namibian president, next time you want to go on holiday, aka vacation, go to Zanzibar. Go to, I don't know, Equatorial Guinea. That's a terrible idea. But here's the thing. I don't think we trust each other, though. This is both on a citizenship level and, this is an ordinary citizenship level and also on a leadership level. These guys don't trust each other. Like, not at all. Like, not at all. But, well, welcome to Africa. So, we want to develop, but we keep shipping money outside the continent. Now, and we want to create employment, but we keep shipping raw material unprocessed outside the continent. Newsflash, employment is created by processing the raw material, you idiot. Because now what happens is, when you ship, take for example, crude oil. When you ship crude oil outside the continent, which is what a lot of African countries do, and I'm suspecting we're going to fall in that trap. When we start production, which is something between 2030, 2035, somewhere there. When you ship raw material, now someone out there owned this piece of infrastructure called fractional distillation of crude oil. Sort of like the, now for anyone that did grade 10 physical science and actually knows what that diagram looks like. Crude oil is basically a gooey that you find underground. Some say God creates it, some say God created it, some say, you know, millions of years of pressure in dinosaur blood, I don't care. Now, the bottom line is, this gooey is called crude oil, crude in reference to the fact that it's a mixture of a lot of different chemicals. It's a chemical that is made out of a lot of different chemicals, because tar that is used for tarring road, the black stuff on your road, comes from crude oil. Diesel comes from crude oil. Vaseline comes from crude oil. Well, the tar also that you find in your cigarette comes from crude oil. Congratulations, you win. And, paraffin and, jet fuel, it all comes. Now, the industry that separates these chemicals and then package it for us to buy is somewhere outside the continent. But every election, I swear, you hear this on an African continent. You hear this a lot. Africa is known to ship a lot of raw material outside the continent. And then the very same people that are making laws that enables the shipment of this raw material outside the continent are the ones that keeps telling us, the voters, every single election cycle, we will create employment. A quick question. How? Look, I'm still a comedian. I'm like John Oliver. I'm very good at hiding the fact that I'm a comedian.
That's like, you telling me that, the money I gave you yesterday is for your school fees, but can I have it? But I still want you to go to school. Really?
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
Welcome back. The time is 28 minutes left to the hour of 28 minutes left to the hour of 11. That's when I say goodbye. So until then, you're still with me. Someone who is very good at hiding the fact that he's a comedian. At this point, I just complain a lot. Musk Starlink license decision up to South Africa's regulators. Okay. A few days ago, Helmut and Dwight were on Home Run talking about, talking about, what's coming out of the artificial intelligence world and the fact that it's threatening, the fast growth of artificial intelligence is threatening both blue collar, aka technical skill based jobs, and those ones with white collar, aka bourgeoisie, I have a corner office in my accounting firm type of job. Now, because all these jobs are under threat, the question that I have been, the question that I have been asking for a very long time, ever since we started, I started reading about these stories of how pretty much every multinational corporation these days is working on artificial intelligence, and the goal is to replace as much workers with AI as possible in order to save cost, because this whole thing boils down to greed. Cutting cost. This technological advancement that comes with it, but, that's basically fueled by greed. You can look at it as a way of more like the bright side of greed, leads to some amazing technological breakthroughs. Now, the question I've been asking is, countries like Namibia, among a lot of countries, basically, all the countries that have adopted the Western economic and political model, they rely on tax as a source of revenue. Now, everyone that knows the basics of tax knows that you can't tax someone that doesn't have money. Now, Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you can't tax that someone if you can't tax someone that doesn't have money, that means you can only tax someone if they have money. It doesn't matter what type of tax, whether this is income, corporate, or income tax, corporate tax, or VAT. It must entail some kind of someone, you know, some kind of monetary power that someone has. When you are going to the shop to buy something, that VAT is taken from the money that you pay. In other words, you must have money for VAT to apply to you. Otherwise, then not only is VAT not going to apply to you, that product, you taking that product is going to be, shoplifting. That's a fancy way of saying you stole from the shop. You didn't lift the shop. Oh no, you're not that strong. But the point is, well, you stole from the shop. Now, if every worker is replaced with AI, congratulations. Shareholders are going to make a lot of money because now they don't have to worry about all the salaries and social security nonsense and and all those health benefits and more like holiday benefits and or housing benefits and stuff. All the money that was once going for salaries is now going straight to the company as a source of revenue. Now, while shareholders here are now well, they are on cloud nine when it comes to profit and happiness. There's just one problem with that type of thinking. For a business to thrive, it must have consumers. Again, you don't have to be an accountant to figure this out. For a business to thrive, it must have, it must have, consumers. Now, for consumers to have access to products, legally, they must have money. For them to have money, they must have jobs. See the problem? So, take for example, if you just woke up, if we just woke up tomorrow morning, and every worker in this country, including yours truly here, is replaced by a robot. Excellent. Shareholder dividend wise, oh, that would be an excellent move. There's just one problem. In a matter of just a month or two, over 50 to 70, if not 100% of the people cannot afford 100% of the products. Now, if they are not buying it, then you are looking at products and say, products that are expiring on the shelves. Not because they don't have consumers. No, they just don't have customers. Because the customers have all been taken out of their jobs. And when they were taken out of their jobs, they don't have any source of income anymore for them to be able to afford those, products. So, as much as I respect the development of AI to replace workers, what they are trying to do is cut out the employer, cut out the employee from their income, from the company's income. There's just one problem. When you cut out the employee, you are cutting out the consumer. If you cut out any consumer in a business, you are just rendering that business pointless. I, for one, am just sitting here watching all these multinational corporation guys. I'm just looking forward to see how they will navigate that fork in the road because it's a giant one. Now, one thing that OpenAI wrote an article on that, sort of like try to address the whole thing. Like, you know what? There will be universal, there will be a universal income grant, huh? So that's a fancy way of saying, well, every government will be obligated to give their citizens some type of monthly grant. Every government. Have you ever been to Africa? Every government. My God, the way that money will be stolen. But before we even get to where the way that money will be stolen, where the heck is that money going to come from?
Now, this is, now that statement, especially coming out of OpenAI, is mostly operating under the assumption that, the multinational corporations that are spearheading this whole, AI, employee replacement are going to be, all of the sudden, they are going to be very law abiding multinational corporations where they will be paying their corporate tax to all the countries that will be there, that they will be operating in, so that the governments of these respective countries can be able to pay, some type of social grants to their citizens. Multinational corporations paying tax. What are you, new? If there is one thing multinational corporations are known for, is avoiding tax. Now, what makes you think once they have the type of monopoly that AI is most likely to bring, if it's implemented in the fantasy type of way that we're thinking about today, they will all of a sudden develop the morale to pay tax? Because they know where that's happening. I have one. Panama Papers. Go on Google. Type in Panama Papers. Mm-hmm. Irish something with a Dutch sandwich. Let me bring you that one. It's one of my favorite tax evading strategies.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I...
Yeah, it's a... it's double Irish... it's double Irish with a Dutch sandwich. Double Irish with a Dutch sandwich. Again, open, fire up any browser and then type in double Irish, as in Ireland, Irish with a Dutch, as in a, Dutch, Deutschland, with a Dutch sandwich. Is one of the most sophisticated tax evading strategies using accounting and legal loopholes globally that was used and, but then later exposed during the Panama Papers scandal. In other words, someone would open up a company. Take, for example, someone who is, one of the main culprits in that was Apple. I mean, they're geniuses. You have to understand that multinational corporations have an army of lawyers and an army of accountants whose sole job, and they get paid handsomely, their job is to help them find loopholes that exist in both the financial world and the legal world. And believe me, they are loopholes in everything. Let me give you an example. One of my most annoying law subject is company law. Now, company law and property law have a lot of similarities. But property law has a topic on ownership and delivery. And if you are selling a house, for example, a house is not like a lunchbox that you can just deliver. When will you declare a house delivered from the seller to the buyer? I mean, it's a lot of technicalities, technical jargons that they basically try to look at. I mean, look, the whole thing is beautiful. If you have an evil genius mind, you're gonna love it. But, the point is, if you look at property law and especially the topic of delivery, buying and buy, basically the topic around ownership, who owns what? And as it applies to jurisdictions, you are going to love how Europe right now is on the left side of their mouth criticizing Russia for invading Ukraine, and on the right side of their mouth buying Russian oil through India and Kazakhstan. Now, make I explain. You see, Kazakhstan and India are still buying Russian oil. Now, the way things happen is, the two countries that are at war, the West hates Russia for what Russia is doing in Ukraine. Now, look, so they are not going to buy Russian oil, but if Kazakhstan buys the oil from Russia, as soon as it gets to Kazakhstan, it's not Russian oil anymore. Now they're free to buy. What?
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding that. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratas.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always prepared.
Fifteen minutes left to the hour of 11. Where was I? right now, right now, last time I checked, even as we speak, both France and the US are still conducting business with Russia in a lot of rare earth metals. Like, one is titanium. You need titanium to make an aeroplane. You don't want it. You need it. Russia has a lot of it. Now, one company in Canada buys a lot of titanium from Russia. Now, that Canadian company that buys a lot of titanium from Canada is the company that both Boeing and Airbus depend on to supply them with landing gears. AKA, you know, that whole thing of an aeroplane where the wheels are attached. Yeah. Well, you see, now you can come up with a whole new supply chain, but the problem is rebuilding a supply chain from the ground up is not every businessman and woman's wish. Nope, they will be like, look, you guys in the political sphere are kicking the heck out of each other. Why don't you guys just fight? You let us do business, because rechanneling a whole new ways of doing business. I have customers, Honorable President here in the US. You are made an Honorable President in Russia. You guys are fighting. As an American businessman, I'm not made at my Russian businessman. We're just doing business. Whatever you guys are made at each other about, we have nothing to do with that. That's sort of like the situation going on here. Now, that whole AI detour that I took is not very different from, from this Elon Musk and Starlink discussion. Starlink wants to operate in South Africa, and also they have shown interest in operating in Namibia. There's just one problem. Starlink has Elon Musk has shown from day one that he's not into following instructions. Musk's Starlink license decision up to South Africa's regulators. Now, the decision whether to award Elon Musk Starlink an operating license in South Africa will ultimately rest with the country's regulator, a government minister said. The Pretoria-born Musk said he has indicated that he wants Starlink internet services, which rely on the constellation of a flow of low Earth orbit satellites. So, he has a lot of like a bunch of low Earth orbiting satellites to be now. He wants that services to be in South Africa to be South Africa, but he has refused to relinquish any equity in business to comply with the Black Economic Empowerment rules. Now, by the way, that whole Black Economic Empowerment thing has its own points of criticism, but that's a topic for another day. Now, but he has refused to relinquish any equality. Equality, really? It's too much into human rights. He's refused to relinquish any equity in the business to comply with the black empowerment rules, black economic, the BEE thing. Now, which he says are openly racist, oh dear Lord. Now, here's the thing. I'm glad it's also covered in the article, so I don't just, you know, don't have to scratch it out of my head. Where were we? Equity equivalent deals similar to those proposed by Malatsi have previously been offered to automotive companies such as BMW and AG Ford Motor and Toyota, and they established funds that promote Ford Motor Co and Toyota Corp, and they established funds that promote the advancement of black people in the industry without partially ceding ownership. Now, here's the problem. There's this thing called precedence, not His Excellency. It's more like it's a fancy way of saying an example. I will say. Now, the minister is a member, the minister is a member of a business friendly Democratic Alliance and the second largest party in the country's governing coalition that was set up after last year's elections failed to produce the outright winner. Now, his proposal have met with resistance from other political parties. Which argues that further actions is needed to tackle racial disparities that persist more than 3 decades after independence. Then it dives into politics, blah, blah, blah. Now, but anyway, this basically goes to show that, if you lower the bar to let someone in, the people that had to follow those rules for them to come in will be like, okay, what does that mean about us? Does that mean we also have the same benefits? Because you really now have to explain why you are making it easy for him to come in while you make it very difficult, or you made it very difficult for us to come in. So that's for South African lawmakers to basically, well, deal with. And we all know that when South Africa says, "Icha," Namibia says, I didn't say anything. Just coughing. Now, let's go to Namibia's dependence on uranium. Botswana's dependence on diamonds is beginning to have some very terrible negative consequences. And to some degree, but not also, not on the same level. Botswana has a better diamond thing going on than us. But uranium-wise, we are caught in the crossfire. Now, just a few weeks ago, the government of Botswana decided, last year they had this economic projection of how their economy was projected to grow. Except this year with the threat to the diamond market, coming out of the, lab-made diamonds, the whole government of Botswana was actually forced to re-evaluate their economic projection of 2025. And they actually pointed out that we may have to lower our expectations because natural diamonds are not selling at the same rate that they were because everyone is going for lab-made diamonds. They are basically the same. They serve the same purpose, and they are relatively way cheaper than natural diamonds. Now, while we are just looking at Botswana and trying to understand how they are going to maneuver their way out of that, again, just a few days ago, this is not a few days ago. Now, when it comes to the 20th, this one is coming from actually a few weeks ago. Now, this is coming out of April. I cannot believe it. I only ran into this earlier this week. This is in 2025. China fires up world's first thorium-powered nuclear reactor. Months after satellites picked up a massive nuclear fusion facility in China's Sichuan province, the country's nuclear industry has blown the lid off fusion tech. During a private meeting earlier this month, and this is in April, remember that? Researchers at the Chinese Academy of Science revealed the successful operation of a thorium-powered nuclear reactor located in the Gobi Desert. And the team had achieved a full power operation last June. Uh-oh, this is not good. I mean, if you have a lot of uranium. The team has a full power operation last June, according to South China Morning Post, and recently succeeded in reloading the reactor while it was powered up. And the world's first. Well, on the bright side, on this whole thorium, more reactor type of technology, because you have to understand that we also want to now you have the International Atomic Agency also have also been looking into this, and they are actually more now the International Atomic Agency and both the International Atomic Agency and the International Atomic Agency, and then the International Energy Agency. Oh dear. I think they are most, including the United Nations, by the way, they are most likely going to advocate for the use of, for the use of thorium in nuclear energy generation compared to uranium. So, whether we are talking about the large scale nuclear nuclear reactor, or we are talking about the the modular small modular reactors, this means a lot. Now, if they pull this off, and knowing the Chinese, it's not the matter of if, it's just the matter of when. If they pull this off. Oh, no, actually, let's go with one. When they pull this off, okay, it seems like they already have. What does that mean for the global uranium market? What does that mean for Namibia's source of revenue coming from uranium sales? Ouch. So that means we'll start talking about, I really hope we have a backup plan in mind on this one before this whole thing goes global. Because right now, it's just something that seems to be taking place in the Gobi Desert. That's in China, also have a desert. So, do we have a backup plan? What happens if we wake up tomorrow and someone have discovered a new source of energy generation that is replacing crude oil? What are we going to do? Now, well, change is going to happen whether we like it or not. I mean, we don't like growing old, but we still grow old. Mother Nature doesn't care whether you like it or not. This year you are 17, next year you are 18. You don't have to like it. You are turning 18. You don't have to like it. You are turning 30. That's one thing I like about Mother Nature. The laws of nature applies to everyone equally. Rich, poor, tall, fat, thin, priest, virgin, or hooker, you fall from a tree, gravity is going to take care of you well. It's not going to be, this one is holy. We'll have to fall slowly. Ah, yeah, gravity will be like, oh, yeah, collect. I really have to stop playing video games with Nigerians. But look, those guys, they're... Not Nigerians are scammers. Some of them, I just want to, have fun. Oh, yeah, collect. That's what a Nigerian is telling you when he's shooting you. Oh, yeah, collect. So, lab-made diamonds are threatening natural diamonds. And China is on top of that. Thorium is... is about at this point. If it, I mean, if it haven't already, is about to start now. Lab-made diamonds have started causing a serious negative impact when it comes to the sales of natural made diamonds. So that means a lot of countries that depend on natural diamonds, natural or ground mined diamonds as a source of economic revenue, they will have to figure out a different way of making money. Now, it seems like a...
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 Namibian a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepared.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
One thing you also find fascinating is that the technology that is dominating headlines that's coming out of China, aka the use of thorium instead of uranium in nuclear energy generation, both the US and South Africa have done, have tried this before, but then they decided to abandon the research. So, in other words, when you fail and throw everything away, someone picks it up and makes it better, and now you have to buy it. South Africa, I think it's in the 60s and 70s, although that was apartheid South Africa. That was basically the US and Israel combined, in Africa. And, throwing the British in there. So the bottom line is, we may have to prepare ourselves on this one. Uranium, thorium. Botswana is already having to deal with the fact that there is nothing they can do to basically suppress the, suppress which would just be dumb to suppress the, the rise of lead-made diamonds. They just have to figure out a way to, I don't know, maybe lower the price, and lower the price of ground mined diamonds is not a good move. And you don't have to be a mining engineer to do that, because the cost that goes into mining diamonds, it's really heavy. I mean, it's really high, because you need all those experts that did the surveying, and you need all those earth moving machines that are guzzling up, thousands, if not millions of liters of fuel a day for you to get to that rock. So the return on investment, if you lower the price, it's not going to make a lot of business sense. Now, for thorium, on the other hand, the bright side is it's one of the most abundant element on the planet. So chances are very high, and there's a map where you can basically look this up. And it seems like both Namibia and Angola, basically almost every country has thorium. The question is, the bottom line is still going to, if it goes into like a full production, and it has more like a global energy generation industrial application, our uranium sales are going to be punched in the teeth, like really hard. The question is, what is our backup plan? And that is where I say bye-bye.
Our backup plan is agriculture.
Come again?
Our backup plan.
What's wrong with this thing?
Agriculture. That should be our backup plan. Food. No matter how many people produce food, more people will need food. Agriculture is our backup plan.
Hello? I don't know what's wrong with that mic.
Why did you switch on? I don't think you switched on the proper mic. Check.
That's mic too. It's on.
Hello?
Hello? Get
up. Trying to work out your technology here. Seems like mic 2 is low.
Hello?
Something is not right.
Go again.
Hello? It's like it's not
speaking.
Wait.
Okay, go.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, he used that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello?
What type of an African are you? You're supposed to go with testing 1, 2, 3. Testing
1, 2, 3. One. Mic you. Check 1, 2, 3. Hello, 1, 2, 3.
I want you to get out of this place now.
We're fixing your sound before you go with the... Yeah, and no one is hearing you. Until
tomorrow. Why should we get out? Ask him first, why should we get out?
I'm already 5 minutes into Suzuma Sarichi. I don't want, another get out coming out of marketing. Till tomorrow, same time, same place, on Eagle FM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Simon, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ngeshifa nwahara kushigifa oma akuro ye kupitira mahorike radio station awe yo Eagle FM enya mkuru olongaha ningipata fami na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahi tatu imwe heari imwe ne heari imwe imwe no hamano that is 081-7147-116 mumberewa konorahi tatu natu mbali o hetatu batatu ne nola no natu ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
It's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who you know does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.